touching the strings of the harp. Amazing work can be done electronically, as with all the very wonderful possible things.
I thought I'd have to restrain Warner here from wanting to get up here and go a few rounds.
I think the how amazing these have improved. When I heard the first one, I thought I was going to have to get new eardrums. So there's a lot of stroke on it.
It's an Allen.
Allen, the Allen Company is the one who put out this one.
I've seen the venture. Somebody else plays it over here that you might have to be. I don't know it very well. May I just say one word about the organ for the Sunday you asked about it? Today, we're able to produce any known sound electronically. This organ doesn't happen to have it, but there are organs that these same company build out of organ company that has electronic wind on it. You can actually hear the wind sounds things you hear on a pipe. And it's so realistic and so precise that you can tell from a very, very sensitive pipe organ. It is not affected by all pipe organs are already known. So today we're living in a day that's full of change. Today's problems might not be solved, but tomorrow, most of them already, as you say, may have been electronically speaking, will be. And it has been a big move to the organ industry to have our space program be electronic, which has given us many new inventions, many new types of equipment that we never had previously. So the harp, as an example, is an unusual thing. Inside the organ, nothing moves, not a moving part. When the organ is turned on, nothing takes place inside any more than the extension cord here. When it's being used or not used, nothing takes place inside of it. Up above here, I have two sets of speakers, and they have revolving gyrophonic projectors inside of them. They move at different speeds according to whatever structure I put down to regulate the speed, which makes it sound, as you see it here now, it's like a playing harp. I put this control on now, I have a lighter harp.